Hebrews chapter number 7. Hebrews chapter number 7 and verse 25. Ang sabi ng Bible, wherefore he is able also to save them to the uttermost that come unto God by him, seeing he ever liveth to make intercession for them. So kung tagalogin natin ang Bible, ang sabi ng Bible, dahil dito, siya ay may kakayahang iligtas ng lubos ang mga lumalapit sa Diyos sa pamamagitan niya. Yamang lagi siyang nabubuhay upang mamagitan para sa kanila. So, hindi binanggit ni Paulo na siya ang nagsulat ng aklat ng Hebrew, pero alam natin dahil sa sinabi ni Pedro sa 2 Peter patungkol sa liham na sinulat ni Paulo sa mga Hudyo, ay ang liham na yon sa lahat ng mga sinulat sa New Testament na mga liham ay ang sakto na liham para sa mga Hudyo na hindi nang galing kay James, hindi nang galing kay John, hindi nang galing kay Jude. Ito ay nang galing kay Paul. So, ito ay yung liham ng Hebrews. And so we know Paul wrote Hebrews based on what Peter said in 2 Peter chapter 3 verse 16, that he had written to the Jewish congregations or churches and addressed them as a Jewish congregation. And the only letter that we see in the New Testament that fits of all the letters not written by Peter and John and Jude and James would be the book of Hebrews, Paul's epistle to the Jewish churches. So ang mga salitang ito ay nangangahulugan na ang tao ay nangangailangan ng tagapagligtas, sabi ng verse 25, wherefore he is able to save them to the uttermost that come unto God by him. So, people need salvation. People need to get saved. Kailangan talaga ng tao na siya ay maligtas. Napakainit ng impyerno para lang isugal ang buhay ng tao kung siya ay ligtas o hindi. No, you are either saved or you are lost. There's no in between. Either you know Jesus Christ and He is your high priest, and He intercedes for you, and that you rest and trust in Him alone as your Savior, or you are without a Savior. You are outside of the covenant of the New Testament of salvation, and you are trusting in maybe Him and someone else or something else. Maybe you're trusting in yourself. Maybe you think you are okay, but you're not okay. You are not saved. So, dalawang punto lang ang gusto kong i-share sa inyo. Number one, kaya ni Kristo na iligtas ng lubos ang lahat ng lumalapit sa Kanya. That's good news. Number one, I want you to know this, that He is able also to save them. Jesus is able to completely save everyone that trusts in Him. So, ang kaligtasan na ibinibigay ng Panginoong Hesukristo sa lumalapit sa Kanya ay kompleto. Kompleto. Tayo ay iniaring ganap ng Diyos o inilagay sa matuwid. Bagamat tayo ay makasalanan ng tao, ay tinutuwid tayo ng Diyos. And so when the person comes to Jesus Christ as his Lord and Savior and receives Jesus, Jesus is able to save them. You know, God makes that person justified. Justified. Ibig sabihin ng justified, iniaring ganap o iniaring matuwid o pinawalang sala ng Diyos ang lahat ng sa Kanya'y lumalapit sa pamamagitan ng Panginoong Hesukristo. And that is complete. Nililinis niya ang ating mga puso. God cleanses us from sin. He removes the sin in our hearts. Our hearts were stony. Our hearts were hard. Our hearts were confused. But then God replaces that heart and gives us a heart of flesh. And He pours in His Holy Spirit. And He brings in new life. And now we have a heart that desires to love God and serve Him. And He makes us born again. And he that is in Christ is a new creature. You're new when you are in Christ. And so you see Jesus cleansing our hearts from sin. Binabawi niya tayo sa kamay ni Satanas pag tayo ay ligtas. Did you know that? When you come to Christ as your Savior, Jesus saves you from Satan's grip. Children of wrath are under the control of the devil at the will of the devil, according to the Scriptures. And yet, when you come to Jesus Christ as your Savior, Satan has no control over you anymore. Amen. So, kaya pala nagagawa ng tao ang mali, lalo na kung hindi sila ligtas, ay may kapit ang si Satanas sa kanilang buhay. Pero pag ang tao nagsisi at sumampalataya kay Kristo, wala na hong hawak si Satanas sa kanilang buhay. Hindi na hong nagmamay-ari si Satanas sa kanila. Meron na silang bagong owner, bagong master. Ayan, mas maganda pa ang pamumuno ng Panginoong Jesucristo kesa kay Satanas any day. And you find that is true. Jesus brings strength to those that He saves so that they can finish the race that is before them. That's the Lord Jesus Christ. He is able to save them to the uttermost. When a person is born again and saved, God strengthens them for the race. And they can finish the race because of the grace of God. Hindi mo pwedeng sabihin sa hindi ligtas. Yung hindi ligtas, may buhay pisikal, walang buhay espiritual, at hindi natin masasabi kung ano ang huling wakas ng tao na yon. Pero kung ikaw ay Kristiyano at sumasampalataya kay Kristo, sabi ng Bible, to save them to the uttermost, sa pinakadulo pa ng iyong buhay, ligtas ka pa rin. And you have God's grace. You have God's grace even in death. You have the grace of God upon your life if you're born again and saved. Imagine that. Alam nyo ho, ang kamatayan, palapit ng palapit yan sa bawat isa sa atin. Meron ngang iba, hindi nila nakita ang kabataan nila dahil nabawian sila ng kamatayan nung sanggol sila. Ang dami mga teenagers, hindi nila naabot ang kanilang pagiging adult dahil sa kung ano-ano pang mga bagay. Ang kamatayan ho ay parating. The reality is, death is coming for us, folks. Death is a reality that will be coming towards us. And we don't know when we're gonna die. Hindi natin alam kung kailan babawian tayo ng buhay. Hindi ho tayo garantisado na magkikita pa natin ang bukas. Let me tell you something. You can be here today and gone today. Death is coming. But you know what? If you're a Christian, if you're born again, if you know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, grace goes before death. God's grace comes before death. Wait a minute, death doesn't just bust in. Grace intervenes. God intervenes. And right before death snatches you, God calls you home. Oh my. He is able to save them to the uttermost. To the uttermost. At hindi lang yan, ang lahat-lahat ng mga ligtas ay may maluwalhating muling pagkabuhay. Did you know that? Those who are saved will have a glorious resurrection. A glorious resurrection. A resurrection unto glory. Para lang sa mga saved. Sa mga born again. So hindi ka lang mamamatay sa loob ng grasya ng Diyos. Ikaw rin ay babangon maguli sa grasya ng Diyos. Oh, this is the life of grace. You die in grace and you resurrect in grace. This is the blessing of being a Christian. This is because He is able to save them to the uttermost that come unto God by Him. You see? Pero kung hindi ka ligtas, parating na ang kamatayan, pag nabawian ka ng buhay, impyerno ang bagsak ng iyong kaluluwa. At kapag ikaw ay muling binuhay na maguli ng Diyos, hindi para sa kaluwalhatian, ikaw ay ibabangon na maguli sa patay, ang iyong kaluluwa ay ibabalik sa iyong katawan at yung buong pagkatao, espiritu, kaluluwa at katawan ay ihahagi sa isang dagat-dagatang apoy. If you're not saved, the resurrection, the second resurrection, is a resurrection unto damnation, the Bible says. That is what a person who is not saved have to look forward to. And so I say this, if you are not born again, this is the only heaven you will ever experience. This is it. This is it. You better enjoy the air conditioning. This is the only heaven you will ever realize. Because after this is the judgment, after death is a judgment, and if you are in the lake of fire, the smoke of their torments, the Bible says, will ascend into heaven forever and forever, according to the scriptures. Hindi lang tayo niligtas ng Panginoon na kumpleto. Tayo rin ay niligtas ng Diyos na nagpapatuloy. Did you know that? Your salvation, if you are born again, if you're saved, your salvation is continuous. Nagpapatuloy ho. Niligtas ka noon, ligtas ka ngayon, maliligtas ka sa hinaharap. Continuous ang kaligtasan ng Panginoon. Walang nagbago. Dahil ang Diyos na nagligtas sa iyo ay hindi nagbabago. Amen? And so ngayon, at magpakailanman, kung ikaw ay nakay Kristo, you will always be in Christ. You see? Dahil siya ay Diyos, hindi siya nagbabago. Dahil sa kanyang pamamahala, hindi siya nagbabago. Dahil sa kanyang kalikas na pagkatao niya, yung kanyang character ay hindi nagbabago. Did you know that God doesn't change? So if God saves you, then God keeps you, and you are saved. Somebody said it like this, once saved, always saved. That is a biblical truth. Kaya lang ang emphasize ninyo yung saved. Kasi yung iba, sinasabi nila, once saved, always saved. Saved. And that is a false gospel. Now, if I just pray this prayer, if I just tip my hat to Jesus, if I just salute Him for a little bit, if I say, sure, I'll accept Him, I'll take Him on, I'll tack on Jesus, I'll try Him, that is not salvation. No, you must believe in Him. And when you do trust in the Lord, once saved, always saved. You see, when you know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you don't want to live outside of Jesus. You come to know the lover of your soul, the sin bearer, the risen Savior, and the coming King. Oh, you will love Him and understand Him. You know, God, none of God's character changed. Kung banal ang Diyos noon, banal ang Diyos ngayon. Guess what? Banal ang Diyos sa hinaharap natin. Kung pag-ibig siya noon, pag-ibig siya ngayon, At pag-ibig din siya sa hinaharap natin. By the way, when you are born again and saved, do you know that God loves you just as much as He loves Jesus Christ? That's a biblical truth. You find that in John chapter 17. Read John 17 and you come to the verse that says, "Thou hast loved them as Thou hast loved Me." And I'll tell you something. 100 million years from now, God will not love you more. God loves you with a perfect love right now. You say, "Pastor, makasalanan pa rin ako, kahit na Kristiyano ako, gumagawa ako ng mali." Doesn't matter. God's love never changes. He doesn't love you more when you're in glory in heaven as though you earned something. You didn't. Heaven is not a reward. God's grace is not a reward for your good behavior. God's grace is His mercy poured upon you, undeserved, on the basis of His goodness, His kindness. And God loves you now just as much as He will love you in eternity future. It'll never change. Oh, yes. Hindi rin siya nagpapatuloy po yung kaligtasan natin dahil sa paghihirap ng Panginoong Jesucristo. Did you know that? In Hebrews chapter 7, we find Jesus Christ is taught to us as being our high priest. He is the priest after the order of Melchizedek. He's Melchizedekian in his priesthood. Ang ibig sabihin nun, yung linya ng pagpapari ng Panginoong Jesucristo ay hindi sa tao. Okay? So, sa batas ni Moises, ang mga Levites ang pare. The Levites, and they become the priests. But Jesus' priesthood is not after the order of Aaron, who is a Levite, or of Levi himself. The order of priesthood is Melchizedek, and Melchizedek is the king of Salem, the king of peace. Kaya yung Jerusalem, Salem, is the city of peace. And that's who Melchizedek was. He was a foreshadow. He literally was a ruler. Abraham definitely met with a man. But he was a picture of Jesus Christ, who has no father, no mother, meaning to say Jesus is from eternity past. And his priesthood, his office as a priesthood, is not based off of man. And sabi ng Bible sa Hebrews chapter 7, yung mga pare, kada taon pinapalitan yan dahil sa kamatayan, yung iba nagkakasakit, yung iba palpak yung gawa nila, and so on and so forth. Pero si Jesus Christ, nung namatay siya sa krus para sa atin, nilibing at muling nabuhay, isang beses lang ho siya inialay. Isang beses lang. At nagpapatuloy ang kanyang kaligtasan sa lahat ng umaasa sa kanya. And so, kaya alam natin na tayo ay ligtas dahil sa grasya ng Diyos. Dahil sa natapos na gawa ng Panginoong Jesucristo. Kaya pag tinanong ka, ikaw ba alam mo kung ikaw ay ligtas? At kung ang sagot mo ay hindi Jesucristo, pero yung sagot mo ay, hindi ako sure kasi tagal na ako nang baptize. Hindi pa ako na-baptize. Walang kinalalaman yun sa Panginoong Jesucristo. Ni pangalan niya, hindi mo binanggit. Do you see that? Do you understand that? Hey, Pastor, ikaw ba ay ligtas? Ako ay ligtas dahil kay Jesucristo. Iyon ang kaligtasan. Pagdating mo sa langit, hindi ka tatanungin ng Diyos kung ano yung mga ginawa mo. Tatanungin ng Diyos, ano ang ginawa mo kay Jesus? At kung siya ay tinanggap mo sa iyong buhay, dahil sa kay Kristo, ikaw ay papasok sa langit. Hindi dahil sa mabubuti mong gawa. Now, yung pananampalataya mo kay Kristo ay namumunga ng mabubuting gawa. Sure. Yon, makikita mo yung ebidensya yun ng kaligtasan sa buhay mo. Fine. Pero hindi yun ang basihan. Ang basihan ay ang dugo ng Panginoong Jesucristo. At kung ikaw ay sumampalataya sa Kanya, wherefore He is able to save them to the uttermost that come unto God by Him. Huwag mong lapitan ng Diyos sa pamamagitan ng iba pa, maliban lang kay Jesucristo. By Him. Yan lang ang sinabi ng Bible. Hindi by Him and their good works, by Him and their sacraments, by Him and their religious activities. Hindi yon. Kung baga, Jesus plus nothing. Ayan ang kaligtasan. Jesus plus nothing. Yung iba, sabi nila, Jesus plus ako. Nako, pwede mo bang dagdagan ang gawa ng Panginoong Jesucristo? Pwede mo bang i-improve yung dugo niya? Baka kailangan pa yung dugo mo? No, yung dugo natin ay marumi. Pero ang dugo ng Panginoong Jesucristo, puro, pure. And so, He doesn't need us. We need Him. So, sa mga lumalapit sa Diyos sa pamamagitan niya, number two, Jesus saves those who come unto God by Him. Those who come unto God by Him. Ito yung mga tao na nararamdaman nila ang pangangailangan na lumapit sa Diyos sa pamamagitan ni Kristo. Sila ay nililigtas. Ito yung mga kumbinsi na sila ay sumasampalataya na si Kristo ang may kapangyarihan upang magligtas sa kanila. Sila yung mga may pananampalataya at mapayag na ang Diyos ang nagpatawad sa kanilang mga kasalanan alang-alang kay Jesucristo. Yan yung mga lumalapit sa Diyos sa pamamagitan ni Kristo. Sumasang-ayon sila sa ang tanging daan ng kaligtasan ay ang Panginoong Jesucristo. Hindi ang sarili nilang simbahan, iglesia, tradisyon, o kung ano-ano pa ang sinasabi nila. There's only one way to heaven, and that way is Jesus. And when He gave His life for us, He paved the way to heaven. Kaya dapat tanggapin si Jesus Christ lang. Hindi si Jesus Christ at ang ano pa, mga sistema ng paniniwala, maling paniniwala. Ang tao ay may buong pagsuko sa Panginoon. Total dependence and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. That is salvation. Absolute surrender to Jesus. That is salvation. Yamang yun lang mga tunay na ito magandang Tagalog, yung pagkakandili nila ay na kay Kristo lamang. Wala silang kumpiyansa sa iba maliban lang kay Kristo. Yun ang mga lumalapit sa Diyos sa pamamagitan ng Panginoon. Na maliban lang kay Jesucristo, lahat ng lumalapit sa Diyos ay natutupok ng kabanalan ng Diyos. Subukan mong lumapit sa Diyos sa pamamagitan ng ibang pangalan, maliban lang kay Jesucristo. Mapipigilan ka ng kabanalan ng Diyos. Hindi ho kaya ng tao iligtas yung kanyang sarili. Kailangan sumampalataya siya kay Jesucristo lamang. Si Jesus ay buhay at nananalangin para sa atin bilang ating pinunong pari. Jesus Christ intercedes for us if you are a believer, if you are saved, if you are born again. The Bible says, wherefore He is able also to save them to the uttermost that come unto God by Him, seeing He ever liveth. Not like the priests of the Old Testament. They live, they die, their works are incomplete, insufficient, but Jesus ever liveth, buhay siya ngayon, to make intercession for them. No wonder we are saved. We have a high priest who intercedes for us right now. That's why I know I'm saved. I know I'm saved because Jesus is alive. And Jesus is interceding for me. Would you bow your heads and close your eyes? Yan ang biblical na kaligtasan. Napakasimple. Dahil dito, siya ay may kakayahang iligtas ng lubos ang mga lumalapit sa Diyos sa pamamagitan niya. Yamang lagi siya ang nabubuhay upang mamagitan para sa kanila. Pastor, pray for me, hindi ako sure na ako ay saved, pero nais ko na maging sure. Pakitaas ng kamay. Let me see your hand. Hindi ako sure na ako ay saved, pero gusto kong manigurado. Pakitaas ng kamay. I want to see your hand. I'll pray for you. Hindi kita tatawagin, pero magpe-pray na lang tayo sa'yo. Pastor, pray for me. Hindi ako sure. Pakitaas ng kamay. Pero gusto kong maging sure. Alright? Sino magpapatotoo? Pastor, hindi ako perfect. Ako ay makasalanang tao. Pero, nakilala ko na ang Panginoong Hesukristo at ako ay sumasampalataya sa Kanya lamang at umaasa sa Kanya lamang at alam ko na dahil sa Kanya, ako ay ligtas sa biyaya ng Diyos. Pakitaas ng kamay. Let me see your hand. Alright? Hindi lahat ng kamay nakapagtaas. Thank you sa inyong honesty, sa inyong katotohanan. Alright? So, one more time. Pastor, pray for me. Nais ko na ilagay ang aking pananampalataya kay Kristo lamang at maligtas sa Kanyang biyaya. Pakitaas ng kamay. Let me see your hand. God bless you. That's good. Anyone else? Pastor, pray for me. Alright? Very good. Let's pray. Father, we thank you, Lord, that you said in the Word that Jesus is able to save them to the uttermost, to those who come unto God by Him. I pray na marami ang lumapit sa Diyos sa pamamagitan ng Panginoong Hesukristo lamang. Bigyan niyo po ng grasya ang mga nakikinig at matagpuan nila na si Kristo ang tunay na dahilan kung bakit tayo ay ganap na ligtas sa harapan ng isang banal na Diyos. Salamat, Lord, na Siya ang nananalangin para sa amin. Araw-araw, bago pa gumising, nananalangin ang aming pinakapinunong pari sa aming buhay, ang Panginoong Hesukristo. We pray that you would save souls through this word in Jesus' name. Amen. And amen. God bless you. You are dismissed.